A series of unfortunate events on a cargo ship takes out a bridge. Updates April 11, 2024, possible point of contact of Dali with bridge noted. April 2, 2024, added time last vehicle clearing bridge. Following is an annotated timeline of the cargo ship Dali's last trip. Dali, carrying 4,700 containers, left its berth near the city of Baltimore but lost power soon thereafter and crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge on its way out to the open sea. The timeline is constructed from videos, reports and expert commentary on YouTube. This timeline is intended to help with future articles, here and elsewhere, that will make use of the information provided, such as time, position and velocity, for first-order analyses, like acceleration, forces and energy, to help us understand what happened and how to prevent it from occurring in the future. The official investigation is underway by the National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB, and is expected to conclude in 6 to 12 months. All time is local U.S. Eastern Daylight Time, GMT-4, and all events occurred in the early hours of Tuesday, March 26, 2024. 039 Dali sails from Baltimore Sigert Marine Terminal accompanied by tugboats. On board are 21 Indian crew members, 2 harbor pilots, 56 hazmat containers and 4,700 standard shipping containers. 107 Dali enters the Fort McHenry Channel, the main shipping channel in the Patapsco River that will go under the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The tugboats are released. 124 Dali is up to 8 knots with a heading of 141 degrees. 124 and 33 seconds Dali loses power. The ship goes dark and quiet. 124 and 59 seconds multiple alarms sound. The voyage data recorder, VDR, stops recording electronic data, but with its backup power source, keeps recording audio from the bridge, including the pilot's verbal rudder and steering commands. While rudder commands are issued, replies from the crew confirming commands were followed, as is customary, are not heard. 125 and 31 seconds power comes on as indicated by floodlights from a shore camera. For 58 seconds the ship had no power. Emergency diesel generators are supposed to provide power within 45 seconds of an outage, according to Salmer Cagliano, former maritime mariner and owner of What's Going On with Shipping YouTube channel. The emergency engine, about the size of a truck engine, has only enough power for some of the ship's systems. Both thrusters are beyond the means of an emergency generator. Judging from the pilot's subsequent actions and the ship's path, it is doubtful that the Dali's rudder could be controlled with emergency power. 125 and 40 seconds thick plumes of black smoke, indicative of main diesel engines being restarted, can be observed coming out of the smokestack in the video. 126 and 2 seconds the VDR resumes recording the ship's electronic data. Rudder and steering commands can still be heard. 126 and 7 seconds the first indication given by marinetraffic.com that the Dali is changing its course, from 141 degrees to 142.9 and slowing down, to 8.5 knots. Source, marinetraffic.com. The ship could have been turning anywhere from within seconds of 125 and 31 seconds, when the ship's power was restored, to this record. 126 and 37 seconds the ship's power goes off for the second time. 126 and 39 seconds pilot issues general VHF call for tug assistance to any tugs in the area. This is the first distress call from Dali. 01:27:04 pilot orders the crew to drop the port, left, anchor to stop the ship from turning toward the starboard, right, side and is still issuing steering commands but perhaps in vain, as his ship is without power to its propulsion and steering systems. Anchors are meant to hold a ship stationary and would have little effect on a ship still moving at speed, according to Mercalliano. 127 and 10 seconds power is restored for the second time. 128 and 18 seconds Dali has slowed down to 6.5 knots. 127 and 25 seconds pilot issues a mayday with a general radio call over VHF saying that Dali had lost all power and was heading toward the Key Bridge Tower. 127 and 53 seconds Maryland Transportation Authority, MDTA, duty officer dispatches units to close the bridge. 128 and 27 seconds Dali has increased its speed to 6.7 knots. Speeding up may be a desperate attempt to turn the ship faster to avoid the bridge tower. 128 and 9 seconds last two vehicles going south clear the span to the south of the tower. It is 39 seconds before Dali strikes the bridge. 128 and 30 seconds Dali is observed to be gradually swinging to the left. But it will be too little, too late. The ship is half a ship length away from the bridge, estimates Mercalliano. 128 and 43 seconds spray at waterline near the tower starts to appear. This could be Dali's bow wave against the bridge towers or the island the bridge towers are on. 1:28 and 49 seconds bridge deflection is observable in a video. Dali is still moving at 6.8 knots, according to AIS data shown in marinetraffic.com. The bridge is collapsing. 1:29 first sound of collision with the bridge is recorded on the VDR. Sounds will continue to 1:29 and 33 seconds as the bridge tears into the ship, and vice versa, and containers loaded on the ship's foredeck fall. 1:29 and 27 seconds speed is recorded as 2.2 knots as Dali now has the bridge draped over her. The bridge structure is acting like a net, straining to stop the ship. 1:29 to 1:29 and 33 seconds sounds of havoc on the foredeck continue to be recorded by the VDR, according to NTSB, which released a transcript but not the audio. We can only imagine the volume from the deck collapsing, the steel being deformed and fracturing, and containers being displaced and falling. Sources: official footage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse, stream time live, YouTube. Salvatore Mercaliano, maritime historian, former maritime mariner and owner of What's Going On with Shipping YouTube channel. NTSB media briefing to Francis Scott Key Bridge struck by cargo ship Dali, YouTube, March 28, 2024. Marine. Traffic.com.